With only a few hours left before polls close, voters in New York's 19th congressional district are deciding whether their candidate is the one to help flip the House and reject President Trump's agenda, or to side with the freshman Republican and his record. Antonio Delgado and Congressman John Faso, along with their volunteers, are wrapping up their final day of door knocking and handshaking after months of campaigning. In this toss-up race with nonstop ads and allegations, the outcome sits with the district's voters. Delgado cast his ballot this morning in Rhinebeck in Dutchess County. Less than an hour later, Faso cast his in Kinderhook in Columbia County. Delgado, speaking after he voted, says his campaign has paid attention to encouraging Election Day turnout.
We knocked on a lot of doors. We've had town halls all across this district. The energy is electric. I think people understand the stakes. They understand we have a real chance for change, positive change, and I am determined and committed to see this thing through.
Speaking on WAMC's Congressional Corner, Faso offered a closing statement.
I believe deeply in our country, in our Constitution. I believe deeply that we have to conduct ourselves in a civil and courteous manner in public discourse. That's what I have tried to do, and that's what I will continue to do if I'm honored with re-election.
Faso says he has acted in a bipartisan fashion, including in battling the heroin epidemic.
I've lived and worked here for 35 years. My wife and I have raised our family here. I'm deeply imbued in this community. I understand the issues in the 11 counties, from Sullivan County up to Rensselaer County, out to Otsego and Montgomery County, and their parts in between.
Again, Delgado.
I try to keep my mind focused on what's positive and what can unify us. I think we are certainly going through a tough time in the country, and it's important that we remember our values, our shared values and our principles. And we have leaders who speak to that on a consistent basis and who don't, who aren't afraid to stand up and be heard.
The swing district has garnered national attention and been home to numerous attack ads from political action committees, the mainstream parties, and the campaigns themselves. Some constituents in the district say they voted down their party line given the country's division. Marshall Crodell of Dutchess County says he doesn't always vote Republican, but voted for the GOP across the line today.
Because the Democrats are ruining this country, in my opinion. Socialism doesn't belong in America. And I'm just disgusted the way they handled the Supreme Court decision and
with
Kavanaugh hearings. And that's the last thing we need for my grandchildren is socialism to be taken over in this country.
He believes the socialist views have infused the Democratic Party only recently. Patty McNulty voted in Rhinebeck this morning.
I voted blue from start to finish.
Is that usual for you?
No.
Plus, she says,
the votes are to push the country back to the middle so that we can have reasonable conversations about how to solve problems instead of this extremism.
Reva Weinstein of Stanfordville also voted for the row of Democrats on her ballot.
I think that things are a mess right now, and I'm really scared. And so I feel that voting for Democrats is our best hope.
Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield and independent Diane Neal are also on the ballot in this House race. In the morning, election workers said turnout had been heavier than usual, in some cases double the numbers than in previous elections. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Rhinebeck.